Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Hearing that bell, you know what you need to do. Go get your Bible. Sit by your radio. Turn it up. And today, turn in your Bible to the book of Micah. We're going to begin reading in just a moment in Micah chapter 1. The book of Micah is composed of three sermons that Micah preached, and I'll show you how we can identify those sermons by his call for people to hear. And so we'll be explaining that as we get on into our class. We're doing this because we're studying about the missionary message of the Bible and how that it had always been God's intent for the gospel to go into all the world. And there's a missionary message in the words of these old prophets. And we'll note that as we go through the book of Micah. Now, while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. And when you come, you can expect to see this. We are going to show in our worship our reverence and respect for God by showing reverence and respect for His Word. Don't expect to come hear some contemporary political commentary, and don't come to hear me talk about some great literary work. That's not what I do as a gospel preacher, but I have us open up our Bibles and we follow along and see what it is that God has to say and give sense and meaning to those words that might otherwise be obscured so that we can go home with our Bibles with a confidence that we have heard the Word of God today. The Word of the preacher himself carries no authority. It is the authority to which he appeals, and that is God's Word. And so that's what you can expect when you come visit us at Rock Cliff. And it'll be much like we do on this radio program, because we want you to know that the power is in the gospel and not in the words of man. And so we do not hesitate to read and explain to you from the pages of the Bible itself what it says. And so we're going to do that now with the book of Micah. Let's begin. Micah chapter 1 and verse 1. The word of Jehovah that came to Micah, the Moreshite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. I want you to note in that very first verse how this is not the words of Micah. This is the word of Jehovah that came to Micah. And this is not things which he dreamed up. These are things which he saw. And so Micah begins by telling us that he is bringing to us the very words of God as he speaks. Now, there are three sermons in this book, and each begin with a call for those people to hear. Let me show you those three sermons as we begin. Micah chapter 1 and verse 2. Micah says, "Hear, ye peoples, all of you, hearken, O earth, and all that therein is, and let the Lord Jehovah be witness against you." And so we come then to Micah chapter 3 and verse 1. And again, here's another call to hear in the beginning of another sermon. "And I said, hear, I pray you, ye heads of Jacob, and rulers of the house of Israel." And then we keep reading through until we come to Micah chapter 6. And here we have the beginning of the third sermon that is in the book of Micah. And it again begins with a call to hear. "Hear ye now what Jehovah saith." And so by noting those three calls to hear, we're able to identify the three sermons that Micah preached that are recorded in this book of prophecy that bears his name. If I were to give a title to these sermons, I would call them, one, The Consequences of Sin, and two, The Mountain of Hope, and then three, The Lord's Plea. Let's begin this sermon on the consequences of sin. And we see it begins with the coming of the Lord in judgment. Micah chapter 1 and verse 2. Hear ye peoples, all of you. Hearken, O earth, and all that is therein. Let the Lord Jehovah be witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, Jehovah cometh forth out of his place, and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. And the mountains shall be melted under him, and the valley shall be cleft as wax before the fire, as waters that are poured down a steep place. For the transgression of Jacob is all this, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? Therefore will I make Samaria as a heap of the field and as places for planting vineyards. And I will pour down the stones thereof into the valley, and I will uncover the foundations thereof. And all her graven images shall be beaten to pieces, and all her hires shall be burned with fire, and all her idols will I lay desolate. For the hire of a harlot hath she gathered them, and unto the hire of a harlot shall they return. And then Micah makes a lament over Samaria, beginning in Micah chapter 1 and verse 8, and going to the end of this chapter. For this will I lament and wail. I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the jackals, and a lamentation like the ostriches. For her wounds are incurable. For it has come even unto Judah. It has reached unto the gate of my people, even Jerusalem. Tell it not in Gath. Weep not at all in Beth-Lerapham. Have I rolled myself in the dust? Pass away, O inhabitant of Sophar, and the nakedness and shame in the inhabitants of Zanaan is not come forth. The wailing of Beth-Ezel shall take from you the stay thereof, for the inhabitants of Maroth waxeth anxiously for good, because evil is come down from Jehovah unto the gate of Jerusalem. Bind the chariot to the swift steed, O inhabitant of Lachish, for she was the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgression of Israel was found in thee. Therefore shalt thou give a parting gift to Moresheth Gath. The houses of Achzib shall be a deceitful thing unto the kings of Israel. I will bring unto thee, O inhabitants of Marshath, that which shall possess thee. The glory of Israel shall come even to Adullam. Make thee bald, cut off thy hair, for the children of thy delight. Thy enlarge the thy baldness as the eagle, for they are gone into captivity from thee. And then the prophet talks about the woe to the evildoers. Let me read that. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Woe unto them that devise iniquity, and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet fields, and seize them, and houses, and take them away. And they oppress a man in his house, even a man in his heritage. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah, behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye walk haughtily. For it is an evil time, and that day shall they take up a parable against you, and lament with a doleful lamentation, and say, we are utterly ruined. He changeth the portion of my people. How doth he remove it from me? To the rebellious he divideth our fields. Therefore, thou shalt have none that shall cast this line by lot into the assembly of Jehovah. And then turning away from the truth, he warns them about turning away from the truth. In Micah chapter 2, verses 6 through 11, they say to him, prophesy ye not, thus they prophesy. They shall not prophesy to these. Reproaches shall not depart. It shall be said, O house of Jacob, is the spirit of Jehovah straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? But of late my people is risen up as an enemy. Ye strip the robe from off the garment from them that pass by, securely as men averse from war. The women of my people ye do cast out from their pleasant houses. From their young children ye take them away, and ye take away my glory forever. Arise ye, and depart, for this is not your resting place, because of the uncleanness that destroyeth, even with a grievous destruction. If a man walking in a spirit of falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall be the prophet of this people. Micah's talking like those that were, in Timothy's day. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, when God told Timothy, preach the word, and be instant in season and out of season, and reprove and rebuke and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and shall turn their ears away from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. And so Michael says, the preacher that comes through here and says, buddy, have a drink, it's going to be all right, even he, Micah says, will be the prophecy of this people. But at the end of this sermon, Micah talks about a hope for a remnant. Let me read that to you in Micah chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their pasture. They shall make a great noise by reason of the multitude of men. The baker is gone up before them. They have broken forth and passed on to the gate and are gone out thereat, and their king is passed on before them, and Jehovah at the head of them. Well, there you have that missionary message that is found in the prophets. Because God is going to gather all of Judah with the remnant of Israel. And he's talking about gathering his people. And we know in the New Testament as that gospel goes forth into all the world, all the people of God are going to be gathered together. And they'll be gathered together in his church. And our king will be none other than Jesus himself. These are the words and these are the things that the old prophet spoke of and that Micah was talking about. In the class to come, we're going to bring his next sermon that begins in Micah chapter 3, where Micah says, here I pray ye, O ye heads of Jacob, and ye rulers of the house of Israel. And if I were to give a title for this lesson from Micah chapter 3, 4, and 5, I would call it the Mountain of Hope. He's going to talk about the corrupt princes and priests and prophets, but he's also going to tell us about the reign of the Lord, the trial through which his people must pass, that is, going into Babylon in return, and the coming of the Messiah, born in Bethlehem, and the judgment of Israel's enemies. And then we will come to Micah chapter 6 and 7. And we'll study Micah's last sermon about the Lord's plea. And the Lord's going to have a complaint against them. Complain of all that he has done. But this chapter will end with beautiful hope of forgiveness of sins.